in Hilversum in the Netherlands. The latest from podnews.net.
I looked at all the new podcasts on our system last quarter. 40.2% were female.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So. Yes. 40.2% of new shows on Libsyn in the second quarter of 2019 were hosted by women. That's according to Rob Walsh speaking on The Feed. Meanwhile, a podcasting retreat for female changemakers is being planned in mid-November in Tucson, Arizona in the US. Podchaser is enabling its new social feed today, sending out access keys to those that signed up for early access. It's a brand new social timeline that features real-time guest appearances, recent reviews, new releases, and more. If you want in, we have a code for you to give you instant access in our show notes and our newsletter today. YouTube is a podcast network, says The Verge. The article highlights some podcasters who post full shows and clipped highlights onto the video sharing platform. Spotify users can now share their favorite podcasts and music to Snapchat, they've announced today. Meanwhile, Spotify's chief content officer, Dawn Ostroff, is interviewed about her podcast plans in the LA Times. Triton Digital has partnered with Frequency, a creative management platform, to help produce, manage and deliver ad creative. Frequency also apparently leverages data to build personalized audio ads, says the press release. William Corbin has been named Vice President of Revenue and Brand Partnerships for Los Angeles-based Sound That Brands, which is a branded podcast company, and the co-producer and presenter of Teacher's Pet, Hedley Thomas, will be a keynote speaker at Radio Alive 2019. It's a national conference for Australian radio to be held in Brisbane in Queensland in Australia on Friday the 18th of October. And in podcasts today, a true crime podcast with a difference. Unheard, the Fred and Rose West tapes unearths chilling recordings from an investigator from 1994 on Britain's most notorious serial killers. It's launched today from Something Else and Acast. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.